Maybe somebody could take a shower, make a meal.
All right, folks, we're going to get started here. Welcome to the June 12, 2023 meeting of the Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee. I believe all members are present. We're also joined by legislators Petit and Erner and Comptroller Gallagher. I'd like to get a motion to approve the May 11th meeting.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes adopted. Just because we do have some guests here, Comptroller Gallagher, are you here to for 366?
Yep. Yes.
I'll move it. Sorry.
Second. For a discussion, if you'd like to speak.
I would just like to thank you for even taking this on. Especially want to thank Legislator Gavaris and Senator Pels for putting it together. And if I could just say, you know, what it does is it would give the Comptroller's office audit authority over component units of the county. It would give both our office and legislative staff direct, clear subpoena power over digital records. And it would change the appointment of a vacancy in the Comptroller's office to make sure that we're not appointing somebody who's conflicted. You know, when Deputy County Executive Ryder was appointed to that position, it really didn't meet with GAO standards. And so we appreciate you taking this on at this time. The last part, it really is the most critical part that has to go for a public referendum, which is it would remove bank reconciliation responsibilities from our office to finance. I know over the years, probably legislators who've been here for a long time have heard fights between finance and the comptroller's office, and now we know why in the research, which is that it is a threat to independence for the comptroller's office to actually conduct the reconciliations. We should be reviewing them, but when we conduct them, we actually have to recommend adjusting journal entries, and then we have to be in the position of auditing those entries. So it puts us in the place where we're doing the accounting and then auditing the accounting, and that's why it's been a problem up to this point. It wouldn't happen until 2024 at the very earliest, and of course we will be working with Roseanne and her staff to make sure that it's a smooth transition. But because it's removing a power from the comptroller's office, even though we want to give it away, it has to go to referendum. So
I understand.
Yeah.
Any other comments, questions, discussion?
I mean, we got a letter from the Charter Revision Commission that they're in support of it.
Everyone should have a copy of that.
You know, I'm personally very happy that one of my last acts will be to end that particular fight, because I've been on the audit committee ever since the beginning of the fight.
All right, with that, I'll call a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to go text the auditor. I
thank
made
you.
I'm promising that I would let them know tonight.
And then, Legislator Petit, are you here for 371, I'm assuming?
I am.
I don't know with your schedule. Would you like us to take that out of the order?
I mean, I'm okay.
Okay, then we'll go. All right, we'll go to the beginning then, back to the start. Resolution number 5, setting a public hearing on local law number 12. Can I get a motion for discussion?
So moved.
Second. Legislator Erner, I know as a sponsor, thank you for joining us. Would you like to address the committee?
Sure. So this has been, I believe this is your committee's first time seeing this, correct?
Yes.
No.
You've had it under forthcoming for all the.
Forthcoming.
Yeah, I've read it before, so.
So if you read a previous version of it when it was in environment still, this is substantially different. This law originated from some members of the public concerned about their drinking water. They live in the town of Esopus, and the town of Lloyd also gets drinking water from the Hudson River, of course. But there are other concerns that this body has been addressing recently. For example, the radiation dumping and our unanimous opposition of that. This would. Originally, this came from a sort of perspective of acknowledging that the river has some rights in of itself, not to be polluted, not to be harmed. But with Councilor Gordon's help, both based on his experience in working in the field of environmental law over decades and his knowledge of state law, we substantially rewrote it to mainly focus on protecting and restoring the river, specific actions that the administration would be asked to take in that direction, and some specific prohibitions that go beyond what the state or federal government would require. My understanding is this is all on the level. It makes use of the addition to the state constitution from 2021, the so-called Green Amendment that the voters passed, that says the people have a right to clean air, water, and a healthful environment. And I can share more if you like from what Councilor Gordon had said or answer questions.
I think that's good. Any discussion from the committee or questions for the sponsor?
I mean, I'm currently fine in public hearing and hearing public input.
Yes, sorry, this is for public hearing. Anyone else?
Public hearing it is.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll be opposed.
Passes. Thank you, Legislator Renner, for joining us. Moving on, Resolution 124, setting a public hearing on local law number 3. Can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Rock. What would you did you
yeah,
say?
I mean, again, I've been rather swamped lately. Haven't had the time to give this the proper advocacy, so at this time I'll make a motion that we postpone it for one more month. Next month I hope to come with some discussion on it.
Sounds good.
If I could say something on the postponement, I'd just like to inform you that I had a conversation with Legislator Maloney, and he had the same issue with one of his constituents. So if you want to talk to him about it and see if you can combine your efforts and making some positive changes.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that, you know, I think that there's some confusion even amongst the Electrical Licensing Board on what the grandparent clause should have been. Can't call it a grandfather clause anymore, I'm told. But I also think that reciprocity is important unless we're sincerely just looking for people's money.
Mm-hmm. That would still cost more money.
Well, yeah, because they'd still have to get our permit, because money is money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I think that we're getting away from, you know, the intent of the law, which is to ensure that these people are competent providers of electrical work. And a competent provider of electrical work who's been doing it for 30 years might not be able to pass a test, but they could probably wire themselves out of a brown paper bag.
And there's no reason somebody from Orange County that's licensed shouldn't be able to easily get a qualifying Ulster County license.
I agree with you. And I don't think that it should take another test.
No.
If they took the test in Orange County 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I get a second on that postponement? Seconded by Guevara. All in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Postponed 1 month. But be prepared for discussion for the following.
I'll move 328, unless you were going to do something different.
Please. Second. Discussion on 328. Seeing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Moving on, Resolution 365.
I'll move it for discussion.
Seconded. Any discussion? You should have a memo that Clerk Mahler printed out for you all from the county attorney. This was brought forth by Vice Chair Criswell and Legislator Hansett at the request of the clerk of the county. Unfortunately, we wouldn't give it the fastest notice, but wasn't able to join us, but I personally have no issues at this time. Any other discussion?
One more question that came up, which does this apply to the towns or within the county if we do it? I don't know if that is ever answered. Not that I'm saying this make a general vote. I'm just saying
I don't have a direct answer.
I wonder if Legislator Criswell will brief us on that tomorrow.
I know he was going to work. He might have the answer for that tomorrow, unless Council Viscara hosts.
I mean, apply to the towns in what way? Like, responsibilities to town clerks? I think the county clerk has the sole responsibility for the registry.
Yeah, the question came up, I think it was at caucus, that if we pass this, does that now force the towns to match it?
I mean, force in the sense of it would be countywide, the registry, but I don't read it as giving the town clerk's responsibility, it's the county clerk's responsibility to maintain the registry.
I think we're saying the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
That's how we sort of took it, was that it would not be a different registry, it would have to be
right.
A countywide one, it wouldn't be, but that was a question that got brought up, that some people just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine you'd have to have one in every town, and so it's a county.
Yeah, I mean, that said, I suppose a town, if they wanted to, could pass their own law.
Unless we have the ability to preempt the towns on that.
Yeah, unless we're somehow preempting them, but...
The question was brought up about a potential town clerk having a religious objection or something to this, and that was what the concern was in terms of making sure that the towns can't supersede.
Well, the only thing I can say is this law specifically carves out those sort of organizations, so I don't know why they would object.
Yeah. And it's countywide, so it's not
it wouldn't come before the local officer anyway.
Yeah.
It's a county.
Right, and Ulster County Registry.
Right.
So it's not.
Yeah.
It wouldn't come before
the
town clerk. All right, with that, call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Passes 5-0. We pass 366. So now on to resolution number 371. This is a public hearing. We get a motion?
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
Second. Discuss. Legislative Petit, I know you're a sponsor, so if you would like to address the committee, or we can just go into discussion.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, this had come up when we lost Jim Maloney many years ago, and we, Mary Warrow and I had actually had a meeting with Jerry Benjamin, who was one of the authors of the original charter, which he described as basically being watered down enough that it would pass easily in the legislature. I get that. And his recommendation then had been that it should be the party that lost the representative should have more of a hands-on as far as putting the next person in, which wasn't really going to happen with the replacement of Jim Maloney. And then at the request of one of the previous members of the New Paltz Democratic Committee, they wanted more transparency. So basically what was added in here was that there would be public notice, that there would be open interviews, and the recommendation would come from the committee that the elected was.
Thank you. Yes, please.
I mean, you know, you have cases that can come up where, you know, somebody from the party that doesn't necessarily have a majority of the district. I mean, I'll start with this. I think that this is too on-the-nose politics for a government action. One thing they do in Dutchess County, and there's different ways to do it. I don't necessarily think our way is the best, because and seeing how in the dark everything was with the appointment of Eve Walters, I mean, every time I'd seen before that, except for the Roy Hodgeberg, which I was very new to the legislature, but, you know, when Danny Alfonso died, Liz was appointed. When Jim died, you know, Brenda was appointed. You know, this is the first time where it's just somebody completely out of left field that, you know, I knew nothing about, and that all of a sudden was a member of the legislature, just because the people in New Paltz chose her in some sort of process. I'm not sure if it was, you can even call it a process. In Dutchess County, it's a weighted vote of the town boards, which effectively accomplishes what you're trying to do without making it completely about politics. Mm-hmm. I struggle with the Democratic or Republican committees choosing somebody to then be appointed by the legislature.
And you don't feel, even though town boards tend to be just as political, that it wouldn't be as...
At least it's a government entity doing it, and they have public meetings. You know, party meetings don't have to be public, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Dutchess County model. I've had discussions with folks. I know that's something that's been presented to the Charter Revision Commission amongst some other ideas and something they're mulling. I would like to see what gets handed down. I know they have a public hearing in July. I would like to see what gets handed down from the Charter Revision Commission as well. There's some things in this I do definitely agree with, but I agree with Leader Ronk about the committees. That's just something I personally don't think it's the best policy. So, you know, I would support a postponement for now. But
a postponement with revision. Because what I worry about is, you know, I had gone to the Charter Committee last year, at least two of the members, who weren't really interested in this.
Right.
And now that it's come up, you know, I just want to make sure that they do something.
Yeah,
so
100%.
If I could postpone it.
Yeah. Because I 100%, I think all of us agree that we would like to see it change.
Yeah.
None of us are happy with the
and
current process.
With all of the positions.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, countywide, so I think there's. Yeah. Legislator Levine, then Erner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for Legislator Ronk in terms of the Dutchess County model. So in that instance of a vacancy over there, in terms of the local municipality, the board putting forward a nominee, is that nominee subject to a confirmation vote of the legislature? Or
I don't believe so. I'd have to check.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that would be a really good idea to have a nominee put forward by the local legislative body for an up or down vote by the full legislature. I think that that might be a potential way of looking at that we might be able to go about going forward. Excuse me. My other issue with this proposed resolution as it's presented to us, I don't know if it would cover a legislator that is elected independently and doesn't have a political party, elected on an independent line. How would you go about resolving that issue in terms of not having a local organizing body of a political party to fill the vacancy? So I don't know if that was contemplated, but it's a possibility of somebody who's not either in a political party or is elected on a independent petitioning line. So I don't know how that would be rectified.
Legislator Erner.
Thank you. One of the improvements I think this makes over the current way is that it constrains who gets to make a decision more closely to the district where the legislator is from rather than the entire county. That's one problem that I don't really believe that it should be up to the whole county to decide who the legislator is for any particular district, because that's not how it works normally in the election. But I'm wondering if anybody, perhaps Leader Ronk, can comment on the way that they explain or justify that in Dutchess County.
So our illustrious deputy clerk pulled up the Dutchess County Charter, and the membership vacancy is in the county legislature shall be filled within 30 days as follows: in a district lying wholly within the boundaries of one town or city, by a majority vote of the whole town board or governing council of that town or city. So there is no confirmation. The second is, in a district lying within the boundaries of two or more towns or cities or parts thereof, by a majority weighted vote of all the boards or councils governing said towns or cities, assembled collectively for the purpose of filling the vacancy. So they meet in a joint meeting. Such weighting shall be based on the ratio of population in each town and divided equally among the members of each separate board or council. So that person serves until the first day of January next, following the general election, at which a vacancy would be filled for general election. In the event that they can't come to an agreement, there's a special election. So I think the justification there is exactly what you're saying. It should be filled by the board, by the local
folks. Mm-hmm. You know, they always, I've always believed that the government closest to the people is the one that, you know, usually does the most
already,
best work.
They've been chosen by the voters, so.
Yeah.
Please.
I would just, advocate I agree, and I think the Dutchess County model sounds like, really the way to go. I don't think necessarily the county needs to weigh in on it. I understand the feeling of us voting on it, but I think that local vote is more important. But it doesn't mention villages there, it just says cities.
Are there any villages in Dutchess County?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tivoli.
So if we're going to start going down this road, I would
just we'd have to make sure.
I would advocate for villages where within the district also
that have municipal
as well.
So the only issue with that is how do you weight that vote, because then
by population. Just the way it reads, just instead of where it says only cities in there, it's calling for.
So you would take the population of the town of Worsing and reduce it by the village. Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's the most logical way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that totally makes sense.
I think with the three villages we have, I would advocate for that.
I'm in favor of abolishing all village governments. No offense to my friend.
Certain villages have pulled their own.
I've been banging that drum.
It's
like in Saugerties.
It's expensive for no reason.
But then when you put it up to the vote, they always fail on the consolidation.
All right, so with that, motion to postpone from Guevara, second from Bronk, all in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That's all I got.
I move adjourn.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Pleasure as always.